The man who knows where to find wildflowers at any time of year and who probably needs one of those highway vests so he doesn't accidentally get bonked by cars as he's standing about in ditches. It's Larry Weber this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. I just got back from a walk along the road where I was doing just that. I didn't have the vest, that colored vest on, but I did see plenty of wildflowers. Yeah, for those who want to see really July, to me, at its best, is just walk along roads and see the wildflowers. It's best done if you take the same walk several days in a row because, boy, the changes are amazing. We have a lot of the June wildflowers, daisy and clovers and lupines and so forth out there, but they're pretty much passing, and they're being replaced by the July wildflowers. Now, to me, the July wildflowers, the most tremendous ones are the milkweeds and the fireweeds. They're both purple, milkweed kind of a light purple, fireweed a darker purple, and both of them stand up very tall, and if you know where some are, it's worth visiting on a regular basis because they go through their blossoming pretty fast, and there's a change that happens every day with them. But they're not alone. There are yellows out there. There is the evening primrose, which I find is just a fascinating flower. They're very common in July as well, and they'll stretch way past July. But they're called evening primrose because, unlike most flowers, they bloom at night. And if you're out in the morning like I was, you can see the blossom still open, but it will be closing up later this morning. Then there are the couple kinds of sunflowers. The very earliest sunflower we have is a short one called oxeye, not to be confused with oxeye daisy. That has its yellow blossoms open already. Tall sunflower has just begun in the last couple days, and in my walk this morning I saw one. But it's the other one that probably is the best known, and that's black-eyed Susan. Yeah, they take the place. When daisies fade, black-eyed Susans take over. So when daisy goes, Susan comes. And we have plenty more out there besides that. We have some various kinds of mints. We have some thistle. And the list goes quite on and on. Now, as I said earlier, some of the June ones are passing. I visited two sites in the last few days of showy lady slipper orchids, one of them in Jay Cook State Park, where I thought they were still doing quite well, and the other one along my walk this morning where, no, they had faded, and I was a little surprised because they were doing quite well a few days ago. Yeah, July, we don't think of it as much for wildflowers, but there's a tremendous amount out there, and it won't be long until we see the first goldenrods and the first asters starting to bloom as well. But July has a lot more to offer. It is berry time. I have been picking strawberries lately, and that might be the one that we think of most in early July. But there is this small tree called elderberry, which has clusters of red berries that are very easy to see right now. They're so easy to see not only by us, but also by birds and small mammals, that they actually don't last very long. I don't think I've ever seen an elderberry that still had its berries by the end of the month. They get eaten pretty fast. And as we go through the month, we will see raspberries and blueberries and Juneberries starting to show up quite well, quite a bit as well. So I think of July as being a berry time. I've also talked about in recent times how I hope the rain is going to be bringing out the fungi. Well, yep, the mushroom season has begun. The first one that I saw in good numbers was one called coral fungus. It's so named because somebody thought it looked like the corals in the ocean. It actually looks more like a little shrub or a little bush, and it's tan-colored, grows on logs, only a few inches tall, but they are a close cousin of the mushrooms. Well, the mushroom, the typical umbrella-shaped mushroom, I saw several of those this week as well. And with the rain that you say may be in the forecast, we're going to see more as we go now through July. The real mushroom time comes a little bit later in the summer, but it does start up right now. Also of note at this point are the butterflies. There probably is no better month for butterflies than July, and the diversity really shows up. I think on a day like today when we have sunlight and we have flowers in bloom, if you just go out and look around in those, you'll see, you can easily see 10 kinds of butterflies. Now, some of these might be a little surprising because they're not all like monarchs and tiger swallowtails where they're big and showy. There are many that are very tiny. There's little tiny orange butterflies called skippers that are out there, crescents, another very small one that is orange that's out there too. And then we've got the medium-sized group, which includes things like red admiral, white admiral, and fritillaries, and I saw all those in the last couple of days. And then there is a whole group of butterflies that are really brown. And there, we don't think of butterflies as being brown, and so, well, some of them are almost black, but they're out there as well. So get out and take a look. There are plenty of dragonflies out. This is the bee month when the honeybees and the bumblebees are active for their families. And anytime you have an active group of insects, oh, I can't pass up the fireflies. I've been out every night lately watching the fireflies. Yes, they're still going on. They will probably not continue more than a week, week and a half more, but they are definitely worth watching right now. About 10 o'clock at night, I've been finding that they're best. But as I was starting to say, anytime you have a good group of insects, you're going to have the predators make a move to start to show up. And, yeah, the spider webs are out there, and they're more abundant, and they're bigger every day. And, wow, you get a dew-covered morning like this morning, I was just inundated with many kinds of spider webs, and it's always worth seeing. Even people who don't prefer or don't appreciate spiders enjoy looking at the webs. And finally, Lisa, I have to pass this on. This is so interesting. July is also a time where we see a lot of the small mammals in our yards. There might be cottontail rabbit or squirrels or chipmunks, so forth like that. But this morning on my walk, I stepped out on the road, and who did I meet out there but a sow and her two cubs. And so, yes, that is going on as well in July. Bird songs are waning, but plenty of other things are picking it up. So enjoy. Have a good time.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on Northland Mornings.